this is the one. This is the one you've been waiting for.
I love this day.
Full stop. It's a week before Beltane. Mm-hmm. And Beltane actually is on a Wednesday, so we will have an episode coming out.
Spookisode will be coming out on Beltane.
But we wanted to do this early and give a week of preparation.
Yeah, depending on if you want to do any of this stuff or if it makes you want to get your shit together. 2020 Hunter and I, we moved our wedding. It's going to be May 2nd of 2020. So it's going to be kind of a Beltane, a wedding.
It's Beltane adjacent.
Yeah, you know, because it's kind of like, just because it's celebrated on May 1st doesn't mean May 1st is exactly, yeah. It could be a window, you yeah. know. But I want to incorporate I have some fun historical, occasions of the day that I'm talking about today. And I want to incorporate some of them because I think it'd be so cute. Some of them would be a little freaky to do, but some of them are great. So I'm really excited. I'm going to be talking about the meaning and the history behind Beltane, what they did back in the day, how they celebrated, why they celebrated.
And just a lot of boning. Oh, just yeah. So much boning.
Dude, it's nuts. I love it. So I got you an Easter present.
Give it!
I don't know why this is what you needed to have. It's so appropriate.
Oh my god, this fucking tail! This is so cute! Sorry, I love them so much. this is an anteater. If an anteater. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's an anteater stuffed
animal.
What's
his? Hold on, wait, don't tell me his name. Sorry.
Arsenio.
Arsenio the anteater. He's beautiful.
Isn't he cute? He's one of my favorite items that we have.
I love it so much. Thank you, Mace Wad. So I'm going to talk about some modern day celebrations that we can get into. I'll also be talking about the correspondences, what herbs, crystals, how you can decorate your altar, that kind of thing. I have some recipes.
Oh, I love it when you do that.
In addition to the modern day celebration, I have an official modern day ritual today.
Oh, yeah.
Complete with a list of shit that you need.
Very assertive and firm.
Before we go any further.
Yeah.
We have a Patreon shout-out segment on this special Beltane episode.
Special Beltane segment.
Mace is going to be Zach Bagan for the rest of the episode.
Why not?
This episode is dedicated to Abby B. Abby B, thank you.
Thank you. Abby B.
Abby B.
Abby B. Abby B.
Abby. Oh, no. Oh, no. I haven't thought of that in so long. From now on, when we do Patreon shout outs,
we got to try to turn the name into a song.
We will try to. And if we can't, then we'll take this part out and never reference it again.
Also, news for our Patreon supporters over on the private Patreon group on Facebook.
Hell yeah.
We're doing our next Facebook Live Sunday, April 28th. 8th at noon Central Standard Time.
For the listeners in the Southern Hemisphere that choose to celebrate the Sabbats with the changing of the seasons, this is actually your Samhain.
That's cool.
Very cool, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
More on that later.
Oh.
Sort of.
Okay, so Beltane.
May Day.
As some say. As we know already, and we talk about it all the time, the changing of the seasons was like a big deal to way back when. Can you make it through winter? So Beltane translates to bright fire, which is very fitting and explains a lot.
Yeah.
And it symbolizes life and kind of that summer's arrived.
Yes.
Like we are here and summer is here. No more like those bullshit cold days that keep kind of coming every now and again. It's like, no, it's done. Summer's here.
Depending on where you are in the world, because I can already hear people like, it's still snowing here. Shut up.
Yeah. So energies of the earth are most active. Just because life is just bursting with fertility everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the leaves are all open and everything. Pollen is everywhere and animals are getting it on everywhere.
Everything's getting
on. And so it's just this fertile time of potential. Mm. And through that potential comes conception.
Mm.
in a multitude of ways, just all over, and all of that energy is just like bumping.
It is a 24/7 porn show outside right now.
At this time, the goddess has reached like fullness. Mm. She's the embodiment of like growth, flora, what?
I'm sorry. The way you said fullness made me think of those cheesy romance novels that are like her full breasts.
Oh, yeah. Like, gross.
I'm very sorry.
Full.
With what?
I don't like that. Full. They're so full. Nasty. I've never really thought about that before. Oh, God. So she's kind of like this embodiment of like growth and flora and vitality. And like fertility, you know, it's just like fertility is just slapped on everything all over the place on this guy. She's the goddess of spring, the May Queen or the May Bride.
Oh, the May Queen.
I like the May Queen.
I heard that in the Led Zeppelin song.
So she captivates, and I kind of have they have a million names depending on different regions and certain kind of cultural things. So, you know, she captivated the Oak King. Or the Green Man.
Oh, my boy.
As we know, Jack in the Green.
Oh, yeah.
And he just falls in love with her at this time. They do every year.
Every year. Like it's a surprise.
So he wins her hand and they are the May King and the May Queen.
Oh, boy.
The union is then consummated, which, of course, leads to conception.
Mm.
As you have the ripe harvests in the fall. This, you know, of course, this union, it represents the sacred marriage, but also just unity between earth and sky. But there's also a sensuality and passion for life and, you know, prosperity. Summer's arrived, so you can kind of, it's busy times coming, but you can also kind of like relax your shoulders a little bit, you know, let your hair down and have some fun. Like, it's kind of a celebratory, winter's done.
Yeah.
Like, we're done with that shit.
It's almost like a time of excess.
Yeah, it is. It's just like, we're here. We know more is coming. We're going to make it. We're going to be fine. Let's just get down. Like, and so here are some celebrations and traditions of Beltane. So as many know, it's a fire festival. I mean, its name is Bright Fire.
It's like the quintessential fire.
It's the fire festival.
Fire festival.
It supports the Celtic god Bel, as well as the sun, so that its light will yield a fruitful harvest. You know, that the summer days, the longer days will help yield to a full harvest. And because of this, bonfires were lit to honor the sun and to win Bel over.
Oh.
We are circling back, referencing something on accident that I did not research at the time, but now I have an answer for.
Love it.
Traditionally, all personal fires were put out in a community. Everybody put all of their hearths out, every fire that they had.
They do this a lot on the thing, right?
They do. And they put it all out, and which is kind of a big deal because, like, your fire is your life.
It's a real act of trust.
It is. And they would build a big community fire. Specifically for Beltane, this was a mamma jamma of a fire. It was called the Tain Egan or the Need Fire. So
there she is.
That's what a need fire. And if we reference back, oak was used for the need fire.
Huh.
Yeah, which fits because oak was very summery. And
yes.
Like, you know, so some things that people would do at this fire, people would jump the fire to be cleansed by the smoke, as well as to bring fertility. Couples would leap the fire as like a pledge to each other. It's kind of like seal the deal.
Oh.
Isn't that kind of cool?
That's kind of cool.
Livestock and animals would kind of be like walked by it. So the smoke would cleanse and like bring luck and prosperity and health and kind of like get the fleas off and everything.
Yeah.
So that was it, as well as to promote the fertility of the livestock because you got to keep your herd growing. So, I mean, everything here is just like, hey, you get pregnant. Everybody.
Everybody
get pregnant. So this was a time of pagan weddings, hand fastings. Mm-hmm. Couples at this time often would choose to stay together for another year and a day or be like, nope, let's part. No hard feelings. Let's pick another one.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And so every year you could choose to renew
your
partnership for another year and a day.
That seems really contractual, and I'm not about it. But the other part's cool.
Well, and then, at the end of that year and a day, you're just like, all right, you know what? Didn't work out. No hard feelings.
What if it's just, like, a really good day, and you're really into them right then?
I don't know.
Like, 2 months in, you're like, ooh.
I know. It seems a little risky.
A year and a day.
And a day.
That last day is real important.
And so in a hand fasting, the hands of both participants are tied in kind of like a figure eight with red cord or ribbon. And it's to symbolize the coming together or unity. And later in the ceremony, the hands are untied, symbolizing, okay, you're unified. However, you can remain together on your own free will. As the saying comes, tying the knot. Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Said all the time. You never know what it's
from.
Didn't
know that was from.
I didn't either. So another activity was jumping the broom.
Uh-huh.
It was a really common occurrence on this day. Couples who didn't have the means or like the desire to do a church wedding, they were just like, not like the straight edge guys back then. Yeah. Like, anti-establishment guys. They did this instead. They were recognized as a unified married couple when they jumped over a broom laid on the floor. That's it. And it basically symbolized a threshold. It was the threshold of old and new. And so you'd kind of join hands and you'd jump the broom.
You know what's crazy about that is that's one of those things that transcends into like a lot of different cultures. And it's just one of those cool tie. It's like, how did that get spread around?
It means something.
Yeah, man.
Because it's been interpreted. It's typically then followed by mead and cakes.
My favorite part.
And so mead, it's also known as Brew of the Divine, and it is the oldest known alcoholic drink.
Yeah, baby.
Honey.
It's still fucking delicious. I mean,
you know, I don't know if I've ever actually tried mead.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would like it.
It's good. I think you would.
So another popular activity on this day was going a maying.
Is this fucking?
Oh yeah, it is.
Okay.
You betcha. Regardless of hand fasting or not, couples would spend the night in the woods.
Very progressive.
Oh, yeah. And so they would go. Yeah, I know people were just fucking whoever you want, just going nuts, just picking somebody, go a maying. And so you go, they went and spent the night out in the woods, like getting it on. There's people all in the woods. And they would bring back the first may or hawthorn blossoms and adorn their homes with it. Typically, hawthorn was not brought into the house because it was seen as bad luck. But on this day, it's like, no, it's cool.
We fuck next to it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's like we bless the woods with our fucking. It's all right. Oh gosh, ladies would collect dew on the grasses to wash their faces with it. Oh, isn't that luxurious? Kind of, I know. I read that. And I was like, why do I not do that
in the morning? Just grab it off a tree.
Yeah. And they would make flower crowns and May baskets to give to people.
Nice.
Then there is, of course, the maypole. Mm-hmm. Pagan tradition that is widely accepted and super phallic.
Oh, yeah.
And it's steeped in symbolism of sex and reproduction.
Oh, yeah.
So the pole is super phallic. It's inserted into the earth. And at the top of it is a ring. And it's, with it being flowers and greenery, this represents, you know, the fertile goddess. So you have this fertile goddess ring and this pole just shooting right through it. And so the pole represents the, and I love this word, the potency of God.
I mean.
It makes sense.
You know.
I get it.
You can't have an impotent God.
No, he's got to be sturdy.
Erect at all times.
Erect. The spiraling dance in which the ribbons are woven around the pole symbolizes the wheel of life. And, you know, the unity again of like the God and goddess, of course, as between the earth and sky. So that's all I have in regards to, like, past stuff. And I have... So, this is kind of extra. This is... okay, so this book of pagan rituals is super interesting. And a lot of these are very orchestrated, serious, more traditional style rituals. Like, this is like, performed with a coven. Here's what it says. Here's a ritual for May Day. All at the place of ritual should dress brightly and gaily. All should wear flowers and greenery in their hair and clothes. A pole about 8 feet high is raised, decorated by everyone with ribbons and greenery and flowers, and it may be circled with 13 candles or torches. An archway of branches and leaves, preferably birch.
Oh.
Large enough to step through should be fashioned near the Beltane pole, from the living branches of a tree, if possible.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I was just like, damn, you're just going for the living trees. A glass ball or black mirror should be wreathed in leaves and flowers placed nearby.
Mm.
Several cups of herbal incense may be placed about the ritual area and lit.
Oh.
All at the ritual should bring along refreshments.
Because you're going to be here a while.
Cakes are traditional. If the rite is done outdoors, all should carry torches. If indoors, candles should be held. The altar should be set to the east and arranged as usual. 5 candles should be placed on or about it. As all do stand facing east, women with men if possible. So the woman chosen to be the priestess takes the wand in her hands and holding it over her in salute shall say, "Friends, light the brands you hold, for here we celebrate the sacred night of Beltane and the flowering forth of the woods and the meadows."
Oh, shit.
The man chosen to be the priest then takes his wand similarly and says, "We here do call and bid our goddess to be with us. She once called the Lady of May, the goddess of things wild, of trees, of skies, and of waters. Be with us here, blessed be." And then everyone goes, "Blessed be."
This is so beautiful.
Isn't it? It was beautiful to imagine.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Cups of herbs.
Yeah, and like incense burning all over the place.
Oh my God. Just imagine walking in the woods and you come across like 30 people doing this.
It's like...
I'm gonna get out of here.
Yeah. You just don't know. So the priestess may take the wand and place it in her sash or belt near the pole. The priest, or one chosen by him, shall place a crown of flowers on the head of the priestess. Then the priestess, or one chosen by her, shall place a mask or garland of leaves on the head of the priest. The priestess and priest lead the others into a circle about the Beltane pole. The procession circles it once clockwise. Then all place their candles or torches to the outside. All should stand in the circle about the pole, linked by hands, man to woman, if possible, or hands about each other's waists.
Oh.
Begin moving sunwise or clockwise as the priestess slowly chants.
Oh, boy.
"Here we gather once again. Let the sleeper wake. May the old ones now return. Let the sleeper wake."
How slowly?
I know. Like, I'd like to...
"Here we gather once again. Zach Bake."
Oh, God. Okay. "Let earth and sky be clean. Let the sleeper wake. Once more, let the stream and field be pure. Let the sleeper wake. Mm. Forest spreading, peace returning. Let the sleeper wake. May the ladies touch..." This is weird. "May the ladies touch be on the land once more. Let the sleeper wake. Blessed be." I don't know why touch is in there like that. That caught me off guard.
Especially if you're saying it very slowly. Touch.
It's almost like I hear it like in Glitchy Robot, like, "May the ladies touch. And then all, I love this. Blessed be, etc. etc. "This shall continue until 9 turns are made about the pole, then all halt. The priestess takes the wand and points it at the Beltane pole, saying to all of you friends, look upon the pole. Seeing in your mind's eyes the pure life force rising through it from the earth, blossoming overhead, and cascading down through us, flowing out from us to the ladies' world beyond. Look and see life."
Oh.
And everyone looks and observes life.
Hmm.
"So should let all remain for the space of about 25 heartbeats. Possibly longer if she sees fit. The priestess kind of allows how long everybody needs to be looking at life."
This is the most pagan thing I've ever
heard. It's beautiful. I read this. This book is really excellent. Like, I highly recommend. We'll put a link in the notes. I mean, it's like very intense, very beautiful rituals.
Mm. What's the name?
A Book of Pagan Rituals.
Oh.
Very true point. There it is. It's very no-nonsense. It's really excellent. So she can let it sit for the pace of 25 heartbeats or however long she wants everyone to look and observe.
She's going
to
tell you how long you're going to stare at
her. You're going to observe life.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
On her terms.
"The mirror or crystal is then brought forth, wreathed in garland. The priestess or priest directs each in turn to look within it and tell what feeling, impression, or picture comes. All may discuss it as they do the rest. Afterwards, there may be used other forms of divination. Feasting and dancing are in order for as long as all do desire."
So you have this ritual that's reverent, I guess. But at the end of it, it's like, just party for as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, just go, man. Cakes and ale. It's a good time.
I love a good cake and ale.
Tell me about what we can do today.
Today. As you said, this is a time of rich, fertile earth. Fertile fertility means a lot more than like the biology of making a
baby. Yeah, it can mean, you know, prosperity, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. Just kind of good, fruitful things are coming.
And that's very true of this time, but everything is getting frisky right now.
Oh, yeah, it's just nature.
The birds, the bees, quite literally. This is the mating time for birds and bees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people think that we should be no exception to that. And I do want to say, because I know that we do have some younger listeners, and just this is advice for everybody, and I just want to get on a soapbox that, like, don't feel pressure to engage.
To go fucking on Beltane just because. Yes. Yeah, don't do that.
In a lot of this research that I saw, I saw some people who seemed as if they might feel like this is a thing they have to do to make their celebration valid.
No, it does not. Beltane is not consummated by a sex act.
It's just another thing that you can do if, you know, everyone involved is consenting adults and be safe and all that. So especially if you are trying to conceive at this time in a biological way. And if you are, mazel tov, good luck. But not everybody is going to want to conceive a child. However, I think everyone should view this time as mentally fertile.
I saw a lot of egg spells. Yeah. During this time. This is a big time for eggs, that fertile type of element to it.
And seeds. That's, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. my little ritual that I have at the end is going to involve a seed.
That's
and,
cute.
It's just adorable. Little tiny things. Everything's very tiny right now. And so, yeah. So those dreams that we have dreamed over the dark part of the year and dusted off on Inbolg, we're ready to honor these things and put them into action. So some modern celebrations or ways to incorporate this into your life. Bonfires are a big one.
Man, they're everywhere.
Obviously.
They're great.
They're great.
I want to have a big ass one at the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
There's always going.
Just a huge bonfire.
Yeah.
Everybody just toss some shit in when they can.
Whatever. I don't care.
Herbs.
Just herbs.
Chairs.
Get some of that fire, like whatever, sugar. Make
sugar.
It green.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Like on Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, yeah.
You just had that bag of sugar. And I thought it was something magical.
It was magic.
I was, what the fuck? And then when I found out it was sugar, anytime there was a fire, I don't care. I was at somebody's house. Can I have a handful of sugar? Anyway, so Beltane is traditionally a fire festival, and fire carries over to be very important today.
And you can get real weird with it.
Oh, baby. This is the time to hashtag get weird.
Hashtag get weird.
Like you said, people and cattle would jump over or near the fires to rid themselves of the pests and the disease. But they were also viewed as a protector from the fae.
That's always something that's not bad to
that's
have
not
some
bad
protection
to have.
From the fae.
And the fae is, this is kind of their time.
It is very fae forward.
Depending on your relationship with them, kind of depends on how you treat this day. Because this is also very much like their day.
I feel like I have a good, like at the house, I have a good relationship with
like,
and I know that they know that I know that they're there.
They're there. Well, I think they're just that way. They kind of know.
Yeah.
They just know what you know.
They're kind of smug.
Yeah. You know, and they wear that with pride, I think. Any kind of forest entity.
It seems, they're very proud.
Land stoic. Entity. I have a respectful, I keep a respectful distance.
I do too.
I'm just like, look, here's some shit to eat. Don't steal my firstborn son.
Don't call me.
Don't call me. I don't need anything from you. You don't need me. Anyway. Okay. If you don't have the option to do a big bonfire, you can use a candle. Just treat it the same as you would a bonfire. If it's important to you to jump it, you're going to feel silly, but you can jump over your little candle. Don't catch your skirts on fire. You can even do like one of those fake flameless candles if you want to be like a representation of fire. And in some cases, if you can't really do any of these things, you can use a little bit of cinnamon to represent fire. And I'm always going to rep my boy cinnamon.
There it is.
Maypoles are a big thing. And especially if you are not completely out and loud with your witchiness or paganism or however.
They're pretty generally accepted.
You know, a lot of people will buy them as all kinds of Easter stuff. So maypoles really fit in, and you can keep it on your altar. They're long and famously associated with the 1st of May. You can do a little jig around it if you
I've never done a maypole.
I would love to do a maypole.
I would too.
I would freaking love to.
Like a big one, you know, like...
It's just joyous. It seems just like full of...
And you're just like dancing in your pattern. Just like, wrap it all up.
You know, and I would fuck that pattern up big time.
Yeah, I would too. That's expecting a lot of us not to.
Yeah, especially with all like the drinking and just merriment on the day.
Yeah.
You know nobody's maypole looks right. Yeah, so you can do this alone, dancing around your little maypole.
I like that. That's fun.
You can do it in secret if you need to. Or you can get some friends together and get out in your front yard.
That's always so fun.
You know, tell everybody to suck it and just do your little maypole dance.
Get a little weird with it.
You can do crafts. My favorite I saw was weaving herb wreaths. And this is something that most people can do. You don't have to be a great weaver. You can just kind of make a circle and tie it in place or braid them together and pin them in a circle. But all of the herb wreaths that people would make they carry a purpose. There's wreaths for healing, love, prosperity, and protection, depending on what you use. Your healing will be lavender, eucalyptus, chamomile, peppermint. Protection would be, they're very protection-y things, and I'm not sure you really want a wreath of this, but it would be like aloe vera, onion, snapdragon, and sandalwood sound nice, but
just an onion
wreath. Prosperity is your bay leaf, basil, chamomile, and your love is any kind of flower that's out and about and growing right now. So tulips, violets, catnip. Of course, you can also make flower crowns.
I love a good flower crown.
A good flower crown. And that's also a celebration of femininity at this time. So a lot of women would wear flower crowns too. In the same way that the maypole wears the little flower crown. It's a vagine.
It's like, I'm a lady. There's some
circles at this time are held in high regard. Mm-hmm. Cups, chalices, cauldrons, all can be seen.
Womby things.
As wombs or other parts of the lady's anatomy. If you want to honor this time with colors, candles that you use to represent fire, it can be your altar cloth, decorations, even your clothes and makeup if you choose to subtly honor the day. Greens, obviously, we're very green and everything's coming to life right now. Or at least we're welcoming that in. Don't come at me, people who still have snow. Any kind of spring bright colors. So look out your window. Literally anything you see can be used as your honoring colors. Yellows, purples.
Lots of yellows,
kind of lilac-y blues, obviously greens. Any flower that is out and growing in your neck of the woods. I don't want to list anything in particular because we have listeners all over. So anything that is growing as you look outside right now. And for us, those of us in Texas, that would be bluebonnet, verbena, evening primrose, and brown-eyed Susans.
Pink evening primrose is one of my favorite flowers. It is so delicate and cute.
We would pick those in, like, recess. They would always be growing.
They're so
beautiful. We'd just pick them. I have herbs for you, interestingly.
Give them.
Oak. And oak leaves are... It's like
oak
the,
man is like the tree of the day.
It's the first and foremost one.
Dabella Dabal.
It is Dabella Dabal. Frankincense is also a big one for
always,
this day.
Always a keeper.
Marigold, daisy, and lilac. Which I cannot say lilac without saying it like Squidward. The stones that you can use to wear or put on your altar. Bloodstone, malachite, and emerald will all be your green stones. I love malachite. It's one of my favorites. Anything red or fiery, like red jasper, citrine, and yellow jasper. Also fire opal.
Okay, cool.
Fire opal.
Opals are just cool.
As well as moonstone and rose quartz are very important on Beltane.
That makes sense.
Rose quartz was traditionally given as a gift on Beltane to the one you love.
That makes sense.
I guess it's the one
very
you want to drag out to the woods.
Yeah, good going a maying.
Go a maying with.
Get it on in the sticks.
How uncomfortable.
I mean, I'm sure they... I like to think they brought some furs or some blankets.
I mean, I also like to think that one of them has a bed.
In the woods?
No, in their houses. Why do we gotta be in the woods at all? No, Go home to your air-conditioned house.
They didn't have air conditioning. No, they, like, from what it seems, they spent the night in the woods, like, in a carnal union. Like,
is this, like, an orgy style?
I don't know. I like to think maybe some people probably did that.
Cool. There's a couple of animals that we can honor if we, you know, if we own these animals, just give them a little extra love. If we eat these animals, give them some more reverence when we consume them. But that would be cattle, goats, swans and swallows, or pretty much any bird.
Swallows.
As well as bees. And our feline friends are particularly important.
Kitty cats.
Little kitty cats. All right, so speaking of foods, several foods we can choose to have today. Leafy greens is a big one. I'm not excited about the leafy greens. Also veggies. It's leafy greens are everywhere. The green man is made of leafy greens. Honor him.
Yeah. You can make some good ass greens.
Yeah,
though.
You can like, make a good, like a good.
I'm talking like a southern green.
Like turnip greens?
Yeah, or like some collard greens.
Mustard.
Like I love mustard greens.
Yeah. You can also make a good, like I love a good early summer salad.
I like salads with fruit too, like with like blueberries and blue cheese and
strawberries.
Shit. Yeah, all of those.
That's also a good Beltane food to have. And a big one here is honey, oats, and milk, and of course wine and mead and stuff, particularly if it is floral or herby in nature. Along with a few of the recipes that were submitted by our Patreons, I have a couple of recipes that I would like to give you, and my favorite here is fried honey cakes. I've made these for the past couple of years. They are not only a traditional recipe for Beltane, but they are also the ideal offering for the Fae. And I didn't do that on purpose, but I read that and I was like, okay, sure, have some. So stay tuned after the episode for those recipes. My last real point here before we get into the ritual is we think of Samhain as the best time for divination. However, this time it's also Beltane.
I saw this was a majorly divination heavy time.
It is just as thin as it is at Samhain. So I suggest trying some good old divination. I've got a simple little card spread that's easy. It's your classic 1-2-3 format. The first card is your seed, which is what you're ready to grow. The second card is your flame, or the passion, or the driving force that's guiding you to get there. And the third card is the bloom, and that's the advice that you need to reach your goal. Macy, I have a modern ritual.
Oh, modern.
Modern ritual.
Modernize me, Cap'n.
And this could... Okay. This can be done solitary or with your family, with your children. This is a really good time to kind of incorporate them. Here's what you will need. You will need a safe fire. Or something that represents fire, like your fake candle or your little bowl of cinnamon. Please, God, please, God, please, God, be careful if you're using fire.
Don't burn your house down.
Don't. You'll need your herbs and an incense blend that you feel is appropriate for Beltane. I, myself, will be using frankincense and rosemary. You'll also need the seed of something that you would like to grow. And I mean that in a very physical way. You need a plant seed with you. And I suggest something very easy, like we said before, a marigold. A pot with some dirt in it. You'll need a ribbon and a marker and some water. All right, so you create your space in the way that you see fit. Light your fire or turn on your fake candle. Meditate on a few ways that you want to be fertile this year and write them down on your little ribbon that you brought with you. These can be anything from like a wish to an actual goal that you intend to set. It's up to you. Hold your incense over the flame or charcoal disc. And thank the element of fire for what it has given you. And say, on this Beltane, I honor you. Drop it in. Use the smoke of the incense to ask fire and air to combine to bless you and the seed that you have chosen. And let it instill the intent of what you wrote on your ribbon. At this time, you will plant your seed and water it and ask the elements of earth and water to combine to nourish your seed and allow it, as well as your intentions, to grow and blossom. Take a moment to kind of gratefully meditate. And know that as long as you care for it, put the time into caring for your seed, as well as your goals and your intentions, that they will blossom. You can then close your circle in any chosen way and hang your ribbon from your maypole or from a tree that you own, which is traditional. Or you can tie it around the pot that you planted your seed in,
yeah,
just to keep it,
sense.
You know, a little reminder, keep it close to you. And that is your modern day ritual.
I like it. It's very cute.
Easy. Also a good time. Very easy. If you can get your hands on something, you know, I have kind of like a dead thumb, like, and I can't keep anything alive. So choose something super duper easy. I guess you could also get like a potted plant and just keep it alive.
Make it a promise of like, I'm not going to kill you.
Yes, I will get a succulent or something you don't even have to look at. Like, so yeah, that's my modern day ritual for you boys out there.
I like that.
We had a couple of our patrons kick off and tell us their Beltane.
They did.
So Amanda H says, I leave berries out for the fairy. I was way too tickled at that rhyme. I leave berries out for the fairies under my azalea bush. This sounds like a children's rhyme.
That does, yeah.
And I thank them for the spring flowers. This year, my 5-year-old wanted to put them under the bush for me. And then she said for the next 30 minutes, thank you, fairies, for my spring. Which is the cutest thing.
That's real precious.
Ever goddamn heard. Haley M. says, I plan to do a lot of cleaning, donating, and spending the day in my garden, weather permitting. This will be my first Beltane, but I will give an offering of fruits and herbs from my garden and leaving out some mead. And that's fucking lovely, first of all.
Very nice.
And then also, I really, like, appreciate that she included this act of donating.
Yeah.
As is traditional. And we didn't really talk about it, but these more summertime, I guess, festivals where everything
Sean Connery.
That was gross. More prosperous festivals, it is tradition to share a little bit of the wealth, as they would back then. If somebody had not had the best, like, crop or whatever, it was, you know, if you could help somebody out, you could. Community and all that. Bethany says, since I'm new, what I know of Beltane is from reading The Mists of Avalon, if anyone out there has read those. She says, basically just bonfires and sex. You're yeah, not wrong.
You got the gist.
As an urban witch, my condo association would be pissed off about a bonfire, so I guess I'll bake scones and maybe plant some herbs and clean out my garden to prep for the heavy planting. She says, oh, and sex, even if it is just a stereotype.
Hey.
Hey, look, it's up to you. And Kim from over at Clever Kim's Curio says, fire! In all caps.
That's it.
Also making adorable little fairy yards and baskets, mini everything. Easter candy was on sale, so hey. Also fire. Fire twice. She's a very fire. I can see that being her. She works with fire, so.
And she like, yeah, she's in my camp of liking the heat.
And Cynthia C, she says, we have a community of people who get together to have circle. Mm. And then she says, fire festival. Eventually getting our clothes wet to jump the bonfire safely.
Very smart.
It is said that jumping the bonfire ensures youth and fertility, and the smoke is a cleanse of sorts. We also have a fire walk, which is about overcoming personal challenges, which just makes me think of, like, Pam from The Office.
I think that's exactly what I'm thinking of, is Pam from The Office.
Becoming present, and it's the most exhilarating experience ever. We also participate in the Great Rite, which is the crescendo... Fuck me! Which is the crescendo of the evening. Drums... Sex and fire make this one of my most favorite holidays to get primal.
It is a fun one. It's just a fun one. I love it. It's just so much more aggressive than the other one.
Macy seal of approval.
Beltane.
I like it. That's all I've got. Macy reminded me to actually close my segment and to not just leave the
room.
Drop
your notes on the floor.
But on Beltane, we've got a special fire. You know what you can use that special fire for?
I mean, really, what you can do, so you can have
your need fire.
Your need fire, mm. You know. So you're home after the festival and you started your fire with the big community fire.
You've screwed in the woods.
And you're like, man, I danced so hard. I could just, you know what I could go for? I could go for some beautiful review footage.
And this is one of my favorites of all time. The name is confusing to me. The title is confusing to me, but the message is wonderful. And the title of this one is Give Me a Moment. And this is by That Burp in the Background. Which, this review gave me a crisis for like 30 minutes. I was like,
That Burp in the Background, what a name.
I was like, did we leave a burp in the background of an episode? Is she referencing
that
something?
That is my favorite. I love it.
So here's what That Burp in the Background has to say. She says, yes! Yes, 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 yes! Full stop.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all I need.
So thank you very much, That Burp in the Background. And we would love you guys to head on over to iTunes and other various places. Drop us a beautiful bean in our bean hole. And
damn it.
And we'll love that.
I'm still uncertain of the logistics.
On
how you drop a bean in a bean hole.
Maybe one day I'll explain it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
maybe I'll explain it on Beltane. Okay, so once again, we do have our Facebook Live coming up. It will be on the 28th.
28th, Sunday at noon.
And where can you join up? Join up for that little get-together that we're going to have.
You can join Patreon at www.com. You can join Patreon at www.patreon.com/WBAH podcast.
I feel like that's like dividing by zero.
www.com.
And then we will have that live over on our private secret Patreon page on Facebook, which is at Witch Amateur Hour. Then you gotta join
the group.
You gotta go through a lot of
steps. There's a process.
Look, no one said joining a coven was easy. Macy.
Yeah.
We have a Twitter. What's it at?
It's a bitch hour.
Our Instagram is at Witch Bitch Amateur Hour. We're doing these backwards, which I kind of love.
Email.
Come eat with us over on email.
On Gmail. At wbahpodcast@gmail.com.
That P.O. Box is P.O. Box 865, Canton, Texas, 75103.
And I just want everybody to know that if you've sent letters, we have certainly got them and we've read them and greatly appreciated them.
And we are building that wall we promised you guys.
Yeah, so. They're accumulating and they're all together. They are very exciting. There's something beautiful about receiving some good old letters.
It's happening. All right, guys. We hope that you have a fan-fucking-tastic Beltane.
Oh, Mary.
What are you saying over there as you struggle with your shawl?
I'm struggling so much. Oh, God.
Macy, what if we all, the four of us, no, five, six of us with the boys, went out and did the traditional ritual right now? Wouldn't it be great? You could be high priestess and decide how long we have to look at the ground.
Make it for like 10 minutes.
All right, guys. Have a good Beltane.
Enjoy yourselves.
Enjoy yourselves.
Responsibly.
Where? Condoms. Everyone. Over just your in case. Whole body.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's all we got. We're going to go to the Witchy Bazaar.
Oh, yeah. We're doing that in, like, soon.
And hopefully we see some of you guys there.
I forgot Shipton.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's kind of our beacon. Your hair is our other beacon, though.
Yeah. All right, boys. We love you very much. Something, something that rhymes with podcast. This has been the WBH Podcast.
I'll take it.
For sticking around after the show, we have a bird outside that is very vocal today, so he's going to be joining us for these sweet, dope, lit fam recipes that we've got for Beltane Kitchen Witches Rejoice. The first one I have is for the fried honey cakes I talked about earlier in the episode. This is from Recipes for a Pagan Soul. They have some really good stuff over there. Give them a look. You will need a half a cup of sweet white wine, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 egg, 1 cup of honey, 2/3 cup flour, 1/8 of a teaspoon of nutmeg, 1/8 teaspoon cinnamon, my boy, my lord and savior, cinnamon, oil for frying, and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. We're starting off on a gross note by beating the wine and the egg together in a medium bowl. Don't drink it, you'll die. Combine the flour, cinnamon, salt, and sugar in a small bowl, and slowly stir in the egg mixture. Let that stand for 30 minutes. Combine the honey and the nutmeg in a small bowl separately. Heat about a half inch of oil into your frying pan until it's hot but not smoking. Drop the batter into the oil 1 tablespoon at a time. I kind of give them a little shape up before I do this, and fry them until they're golden brown. Drain on paper towels and dip into the honey concoction you made earlier. I, along with the person who wrote this recipe over on Recipes for a Pagan Soul, suggest to double the recipe. Have some for you. Have some for offerings, should you want to. Have some for the Fae, because they'll know if you don't, and they will not be happy. We also have a few recipes sent in by our patrons. The first recipe we have is for an applesauce, like a warm, delicious applesauce from Amanda H., who made this for her office and spelled it with wishes for peace and happiness. And it's just, oh God, she has it with ice cream. It looks so good. Okay, you will need 5 pounds of Gala apples, cored but not peeled, 5 to 10 dates, 2 cans of crushed pineapple in pineapple juice, 2 tables cinnamon, 1 table vanilla extract. Cook this all overnight on low in a slow cooker, and then blend with an immersion blender. She says she prefers it warm over a scoop of ice cream, which I am leaving right now to go make this. Our next recipe is from Clarissa F., and this is not a food. This is her recipe for a Beltane ritual oil. You use mistletoe, orris root, catnip, frankincense oil, jasmine oil and or flowers, alang-alang oil, and honeysuckle oil. Thank you very much, Clarissa, for that. Our last recipe comes from Charlotte A. This is a recipe for scones that Charlotte will not only be making herself, but her mother made before her and her mother made before her. I love a good generational recipe. There's so much meaning to them. You will need 8 ounces of self-rising flour, 1.5 ounces of butter or margarine, soft, 1.5 tablespoons of caster sugar. She makes a note here that this is really hard to find in the U.S. I can confirm that. C&H brand calls it baker sugar, and it's the ultra fine stuff. I think that Amazon will be your best friend when it comes to finding this. 150 milliliters of milk, a pinch of salt, and a little extra flour. Sift the flour into a bowl and add the butter. Mix it by rubbing your hands through the mixture until it makes small clumps and crumbles. Add the sugar and the salt, and then add the milk a little bit at a time, mixing with a knife. Knead into a soft dough with floured hands, and don't fuss too much with the dough. She notes here that her mother usually took over at this point because she fussed too much, which sounds like such the Southern mom thing to say. I don't know, Charlotte, if you're from the South, but get away from that. You're fussing with it too much is something that I feel like I heard on the regular. Turn out the mixture onto a floured surface and roll it to about 3/4 inch thickness. Cut out the scones and place on a greased baking sheet. Dust them with a little extra flour and bake near the top of the oven at 425 degrees of Fahrenheit for 12 to 15 minutes. So thank you guys so much for sending these in. I cannot wait to try them, as I'm sure all of the Kitchen Witches are extremely excited to dive into these. If you do try them at home, throw them over onto our Facebook page. Show us how it all turned out. Tell us your thoughts. Thank you so much for sticking around for these, and have a fantastic Beltane. Now, here's that blooper you've all been waiting for.
Oh, my eyes are itchy.
Grip them out of your head.
I should. Throw them right at you.
Gross. I hate it.